You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For City Counselling this week, I spoke with Waitakere City Councillor Shane Henderson. Shane spoke in detail about the issues around selling the council's shares in the airport, as well as the proposed 400 jobs set to be cut by the Auckland City Council. I began by asking Shane about how the extended budget shortfall is affecting the consultation process.
Yeah, the budget shortfall, certainly not flash. To some extent, we kind of expected it because interest rates are a huge component of where the shortfall is coming from, but also storm expenses. You know, we're responding to a storm. We just had to kind of do things and then pay for them later in an emergency, of course. So that has ended up with a bit of a shortfall. But again, that was kind of expected. How it's affecting our budget is, well, in one way, we still have to listen to the submissions that have told us you've got to protect these public services as much as possible. That's still all 100% valid. But it just means that revenue is a little bit harder than it was the day before.
Does this mean that there's going to be some more services on the cutting board, or are councillors still fighting to protect as much as they can?
Yeah, I think it will depend on the councillor a little bit where they draw the line. But for me, I'm sort of still fighting to protect public services as much as possible. And I see that Mayor Brown has made some really encouraging comments just yesterday around, look, some of the cuts that were proposed are a little bit harsh and we need to move on those. I think that's really encouraging and really positive. So that's kind of where the relationship's at the moment. But at the same time, look, revenue is going to be the hard question. And so we're still discussing that as councillors.
And those words from the mayor yesterday about softening some of the cuts, is this a sign that he is listening?
Oh, 100%. Look, I think the consultation is hugely valuable. As I said at the time, look, people getting their feedback in, that really does make a huge difference. And I think that's where we can say today, look, the feedback has made a huge difference. So thanks to everybody that have told us what they think about the future of Auckland. Look, and I think the mayor and the council is listening to that feedback. And I think the recent announcement that we're softening those cuts, that really is a response to that feedback. So thank you, everybody, for submitting.
On the flip side of the softening of the cuts, we have heard there could be up to 400 job losses at the council. Is this a good way of saving money?
We don't know exact figures at the moment because we're still debating some of those figures in terms of cuts and revenue and those kinds of things. But look, any time the public service is affected in this way, that's really tough, and we need to have empathy and respect for our public service workers that do a huge, fantastic job to make our city better every day. So look, I'd encourage management to do things like not fill roles that have been vacated at the first instance. Try and keep those cuts to a minimum as much as possible.
And one of the flashpoints of the budget process and around cost cutting is the airport shares. And the mayor is adamant on selling these. Do you agree with his sentiments around this, and why is this such a big issue for so many people?
Yeah, look, in terms of airport shares, I've still got an open mind and I'm still discussing that with our councillors and my colleagues and the mayor. Yeah, look, he is pretty adamant in that, and he's made some media statements around to that effect. At the same time, there's kind of differing views on council. I'm not really sure how it's going to shake down at the moment. What I do know is that we do need revenue to cover some of these cuts that will be saved, which I think the saving is a really good thing. So we need to do that, and that's going to be tough. We're going to have conversations about where the money's coming from.
What do you see as the issues of selling these airport shares, particularly looking into the future? I mean, once they're sold, it's tough to get them back. Is this one of the issues that you see with getting rid of them?
Yeah, look, I think the dispute really goes around financial lines, right? And wherever you kind of draw it is whether you think it's a good financial move or a bad financial move. And there's kind of, I think, good arguments both ways. We're still kind of assessing that, so it's very much up in the air at the moment, but hopefully I can provide a bit more clarity to you in the future, Jan.
Yeah, definitely. We can keep revisiting that one for sure. And talking of revenue, there has been some other sort of suggestions from some councillors in the media. We've heard some councillors suggesting raising parking fees. There's also been the debate around selling off some of the golf courses. What do you think about some of these alternative ideas?
Yeah, look, I think no idea is a bad idea. Let's chuck it all on the table. And some of the big discussions is actually going to be through our long-term plan process. And that is starting immediately after this budget, pretty much, where we're going to be further reorganising the city's finances to create a bit of a path back to sustainability from a financial perspective. Look, let's keep those ideas coming, and I'd like to hear them and I'd like to get some advice on them.
Through this whole process, is it inevitable that we are going to lose some services and some particularly some well-loved services to the city?
Yeah, that's a good question, because we're not quite sure where we've landed in terms of the service cuts and where the numbers are. Look, I think it's inevitable that there will be some cuts. The question is how public-facing those cuts will be. As much as we can do in terms of back-office stuff that doesn't affect people's day-to-day lives, the kind of more efficiency gains, that's the kind of things we should do first. So, yeah, we'll be fighting to try and stop some of those public-facing cuts. And like I said, the Mayor has made some really encouraging statements around that.
And finally, back to some more weather-related. I feel like I'm always talking to you about the weather and how people are going out west. But we had the rains last week, and looks like some more pretty heavy rainfall coming tomorrow and Saturday. Any extra damage out there? How are things out in your electorate?
Yeah, things held up surprisingly well in my electorate after the last huge deluge. Things are looking really grim at about 12, 1 o'clock, and then the rain just kind of stopped. So, you know, that was a miracle. Maybe we're all hoping and praying and it sort of made a difference, I don't know. But, yeah, we hope that that's going to be the case going forward, because, you know, people can't take any more sort of hurt and pain and kind of rebuilding their lives over and over again in West Auckland. So that's pretty tough for them. We're hoping we have a pretty mild winter.
That was Waitakere City Councillor Shane Henderson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.